أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, today we will start with the first ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Now Surah Al-Ma'idah is Surah number 5 of the Quran and possibly one of the last surahs to be revealed. It has all the last bits, the finishing touches, adding on everything that completes religion. It also has Ayatul Iqmal in it, you know, the eye of completion, the one that we all know. I will talk about it inshallah on Yawmul Ghadir. It's a beautiful surah, but like all of them. But let's start with the first part of the first ayah. That's all I'm going to look at today. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off with Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, or you who believe. It's like a constitutional statement because he says straight away, Awfu bil uqud. And we need to put this in our heads, continually repeat it to ourselves. Fulfill your contracts. That's basically what he's saying. See, uqud is the plural of aqd. Aqd is a knot. Aqidah are the beliefs that tie us to divinity. Uqud in essence are all contracts that bind us to someone. See, basically, every aspect of our life is a byproduct of some sort of aqd, some sort of spoken or unspoken contract. If we look at jurisprudence, for example, one of the chapters of fiqh or jurisprudence is uqud. There are 19 chapters in this section. They're two-party contracts. They're contracts of sharia, which do not require a niyyah, an intention of qurbatan ilallah. But there is a declaration or pronouncement of a contract in which one party states the contract, another responds by acceptance. So for example, in fiqh, the contracts are kitab al-bay', the book of buying and selling, kitab al-rahn, the book of mortgage, kitab al-muflis, the book of the bankrupt. There is the book of prohibitions, the book of liability, peace, partnerships, mudaraba, which is partnership in capital and labor. There is mudara'a wal musaqa, agricultural partnerships. There's the book of trusts, the book of lending, the book of hire, the book of representation, the book of endowments and charities. It's called waqf and sadaqa. The book of temporary endowments. And it's amazing, the detail we have. There is kitabul hiba, there is a book of gifting, there is a book of wages, the book of wills. And then the 19th one is the book of niqab. But these are those in sharia. But in essence, absolutely everything you and I do is a contract, whether it is our driving license or the passport or where we sign things informally or even informally. The very fact that I take up the responsibility of looking after my children is an unspoken contract that I need to fulfill. And therefore, this particular ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, the first ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Awfu bil uqud. It's an order. Fulfill your contracts. If you take up a responsibility, unspoken or spoken, if you have said you will take up a responsibility, then fulfill it. It's really, really important. So the ayah does continue by saying things like, Uhillat lakum bahimatul an'am, halal, it has been made halal for you, the four-legged animals. And the translation I read today said cattle, quadrupeds, and I couldn't even understand it. But basically it said, what is halal for you are the four-legged animals that eat of the earth, whether they're vegan or vegetarian, doesn't really matter. But that's what it's talking about. But at the end of the day, I just want to focus on that bit. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil uqud. Please keep this, continually repeat it when you make a commitment to anything. And make sure you fulfill those commitments to be able to fulfill this ayah of Quran. May Allah make us of those who fulfill their commitments. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.